Hello folks, it's another good day, and today it's kind of like I'm just going to give you like a nugget. I don't know if it's a nugget of wisdom, but it's just something that you can use in your life. And you already know that there are good people and bad people, right? Today I want to like just tweak your perspective about good people and bad people, and just the way you just judge people based on the experiences that you've had with them, or something that they did to someone else, or a story that you did, or a story that you've had them do. So just realize that we are all born human beings. We all have blood in our veins. We all die. We all live. And no one is born bad. No blood is bad. No blood has rogue RBCs or white blood cells. All blood is okay. Everyone has a brain. The experiences that each and every one of us has is the one that actually shapes the way someone approaches the world, the way they approach the world, until you say, this is a good person, this is a bad person. So actually, it's no good or bad person. It's just their traits that people acquire along the way that are bad and that are good. If someone acquires trait of being appreciative, says thank you, appreciates you when you do something good for them, or just nothing at all, that is a good trait that they have adapted from what they have been through in life. But if someone just comes and be selfish, there is something also they have acquired through life. Maybe they have been surrounded by selfish people and they rubbed it off in them. That is a trait they acquire. That is a character. That is a behavior they acquired. Now, it doesn't mean that those people are bad, but it means that the trait that they have acquired are bad. People are in prison because of bad traits, not because they're bad people. If someone has a bad trait, they become an inmate, they go to the prison, and in the prison, their character is shaped, they're taught how to reverse those traits. So, then the next time you're saying someone's fine, think for a second. They're not bad people. They have bad traits. And any day you're calling someone out because you think they're bad, or you judge them in some way, make sure that you're making sure that they know you're addressing the trait, but not addressing them as a person. Because we are just the same people. We're just templates when you're born. So we start filling our templates as we go through life. So I think that's all for today. I think it helps you become a more civil person, more understanding person in this world, because we need that. I need that. You need that. All in all, have a good day. Bless.
Hello, it's indeed another good day. I just completed my 2 minutes meditation. By the way, if you want to really try motivation, as much as it sounds like bullshit and something that many people can do, just start with a small time chunks, like just do it for 30 seconds. Just close your eyes and just try to listen to all the sounds that your ears may hear. This is just after you wake up. I think it has helped me just become a little bit more comfortable to focus on one thing, because then you're just exercising that muscle of focus, and that is what I think we lack in our everyday world, because everyone wants our attention. So by just doing it even 30 seconds, even 1 minute, you're lifting that weight for that muscle. It's growing. So today I just wanted to say, I was reading a certain poem, just a short one. I'm a huge lover of everything short because it's easy to stick by the short stuff. If you want to do exercise, do it for like 10 minutes every day. It makes a difference. Instead of doing it 5 hours one day a week, do it 10 minutes every day a week. Consistency is what the body, it's what our body just, what can I say? The body feeds off consistency. And it rewards the consistency that we put in. So whatever the time that you take, consistency, even if it's 1 second, do it every day. It will make a difference. So I just wanted to give you a little quote from this poem that I read. I don't know if it's a quote or I'm just paraphrasing. Yes, you might try something. You might suck at it, you might cry. But just remember, before your eyes run dry, give it another try. That's all. May you guys have a good day before in front of you. Till next time, bye.